Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Transportation update. It looks like I am back in business. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. So I'll get back to, you know, doing my movie theater reviews. A lot of them. I mean, I've done one these past couple weekends. But I haven't been able to go as much as I would like to get back to doing my random thing and all of that. So I will definitely get to the big release this weekend and try to do one of those other ones that I missed last week. Now, in today's episode, I decided to knock out another listener recommendation, something called Starry Eyes. Now, it's listed as a horror in that 90-minute sweet spot, and I'm told it's a bit of a slow burn, which is fine. If, you know, they follow my number one rule, and my veterans know this, you have to pay it off. So will this one meet my criteria? Well, let's see what this one is about. Sarah is an aspiring actress working at a Hooters-type establishment. She doesn't have much of a support system. All of her friends are pretty, selfish and, you know, unsupportive for the most part. In fact, one of the girls actually tries to steal her roles and is always passive-aggressive. You know, the kind of person with the backhanded compliments and being insulting and asking questions in the guise of, oh, I'm just joking or I'm just trying to help. Things are just not looking good right now. Then she gets this audition for a movie called The Silver Scream from a pretty big production company called Astraeus Pictures. She does the audition and they don't respond all that positively. They're kind of lukewarm. And she gets upset. She goes into the bathroom stall and screams and pulls her hair out. And, you know, she has this fit. And when she's done, she opens the stall to find the casting director standing there. Now, they invite her back into the audition room and they want to see her do what she did in the bathroom again. So she does and she gets a call back. Spoiler free, but the next audition is even more unusual. Won't get into any of that. Then finally, she's invited to meet the producer at his home. And that is where I will stop. And from there, she has a decision to make and we see how this plays out. What exactly does she have to do and will she do it? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 75% on the Rotten scale on 24 reviews with the audience at 56% on over 1,000 reviews. But what did I think? Let's get to these positives. I wouldn't actually call this a slow burn. I would more classify it as a slow build. Let me explain. You know, slow burns, usually not much happens, and they hint at this big thing to come as they ramp up the circumstances if done correctly. Now, a perfect example, Speak No Evil, which they are remaking, so I hope they don't mess that up anyway. Or they hit you with something big that's just completely unexpected, like, what's a good example of that? The Invitation. Now, that's a great example of just an unexpected reveal. You know, you just feel uneasy. You don't know what's going to happen. And then, bang, they throw it on you. And you're like, whoa, okay. Here, there are events that happen and, you know, they, you know, build on one another, just like any other movie. Then another thing happens, then the meeting and then the decision on what she's going to do. And then, you know, they get to the reveal about, you know, what she has to do. And so me, it was kind of pretty much of a standard movie format. It just had a very deliberate pacing of events, which worked out really well. With each strange meeting, while she felt excited, you know, as the audience, you know, we feel apprehensive. Clearly, she's blinded by making her dream come true, while as the viewer, we can kind of see something just isn't right about this whole process. It does get a bit trippy and surreal in places, which added to the mystery of what was going on with the whole, you know, Astraeus Pictures and, you know, their pedigree and how they, you know, create stars. And then the third act reveal, what she, you know, kind of has to do, and then the aftermath of all of that. Like I said, all this is very well done with all of your questions answered, you know, spoiler free, they answer all your questions. I only really have a couple of nitpicks on this one. Like I said, the pacing was good, but it could have been even tighter. There were two scenes at her job that went on for too long. And actually, you could have cut one of them. Really wasn't required. While the lead was excellent, I mean, she was really good. I don't think, can't think of her name right now. You guys know I do no research. But the rest of the cast was not. Most were serviceable, but some of them just couldn't rise to her level. The way she, I mean, she was really good in this role. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Yes, I definitely enjoyed this one and would put this right at a 78% on the Rotten scale. The general audience, to me, when I read, you know, their displeasure with this, they didn't invest all the way and was expecting the more like blood and scares and that kind of thing. And they kind of missed a point. This is an extreme example of being willing to do anything to make your dreams come true. Instead of maybe taking a step back and reevaluating, maybe understanding things don't always happen in the timing that you want them to happen in. And, you know, if an opportunity is there, but it's not, you know, what you should probably be doing, maybe you shouldn't go that way just because things aren't going, you know, at the speed you'd like them to. Being all in isn't always a good thing. People say, oh, be all in with this, be all in with that. And sometimes that's true, but it's not always a good thing. I mean, if all in makes you compromise who you are and your beliefs and you kind of lose yourself, then being all in really isn't that good of a thing. Now, again, this is another older movie and it's on free streaming services, but I did see this one on Prime. So I would highly recommend this one. Throw it in your queue, check it out. And yeah, I think you'll like it. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Thank you once again. I greatly appreciate it. And yes, this is going to be a busy weekend now that I am mobile again. I got one more that I've already done that I need to record and get that out, and have another one that I have to write because I did actually go to the movies last night. And if you want to know what I saw, you're going to have to come back and listen to that episode. Thank you. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.